Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
It is time of the morning for Influence. Today we're taking a look at the future of workplaces post-COVID-19. The pandemic, as we all know, has impacted our workplace. Who is looking forward to going back to the workplace after working from home all this time? Put your hands up. All right. Pretty dismal. All right. The pandemic has served as such a disruptor for work arrangements. Think of Twitter allowing staff to work from home forever, or Alphabet telling staff not to return to work until at least mid-2021. Unispace is a global design firm, and we're speaking to Toby Rackinson, Managing Director Asia at Unispace, to understand how design is evolving with the changing uses of workplaces. Welcome to the show, Toby.
I'm Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Share with us how the very definitions of workplace is changing in your view.
Absolutely. There's obviously a lot of uncertainty right now. As we're seeing, as you mentioned, Twitter, we're also seeing other major tech companies, Facebook and Google, allowing, you know, extended work from home arrangements. The biggest shift is going to be the higher percentage of people working remotely. At Unispace, we're seeing a real tension at the moment with nearly 50 to 60% of the workforce saying they're going to continue to go into the office every day once restrictions ease. Yet we're also seeing that remote working globally is intended to increase by 20 to 30%. So really the office and the workplace is going to have to adapt to become more of a destination. And we need to think of it a little bit more as somewhere where people go to collaborate and connect rather than sit and work.
All right. So in terms of priorities, how are you seeing companies' priorities change as people return to work in light with the changing definitions?
I think to begin with, it was all about returning to work. What's the safety of our people? What are the implications from a health and well-being perspective? And that was a very large crisis management piece that had to be undertaken. I think now it's shifting more to what is the new normal, what is the future of work, and while people want to work from home, there is an underlying challenge of how to build and maintain connections that's really becoming very apparent. And in a Unispace study, 63% of respondents said that their top internal challenge of remote working was socializing and creating meaningful connections. And then at the same time, we said 55% of respondents said that the top external client-facing challenge was the decrease in presence and connection. So we're all spending a lot of time on video conferences. I'm sure we're all getting very fatigued by it. But it's how can spaces develop to build connections with people? I think on top of that, there's commercial drivers. I mean, does this mean less space for an organization? Does it mean that there can be cost savings? Does it mean what do your people really need? But what is true is that we are still social creatures. People mm-hmm. still need curated spaces where they can connect and collaborate. And that's what the workplace is going to have to adapt to deliver.
So how are you thinking in terms of design? How is Unispace thinking of design for their global customers when it comes to engagement and dealing with a workforce that could be spread out across different geographic boundaries or as spaces that have to be destinations, as you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the basic premise is the understanding that people will continue to split their time between the home and the office in the new normal. Mm-hmm. And office spaces need to gradually shift towards fostering interaction and collaboration, again, rather than prioritizing individual work, which we can all do in other places from home or remotely.
Right.
So I think that's based around three pillars for Unispace. The first is problem solving, creating spaces where people can come together to create bold ideas and concepts and drive transformation. The second is innovation. Allowing people to come together to create something more meaningful and innovative than they could achieve alone. And then there's community building, you know, getting a collective sense, getting the values of the organization into people, getting like-minded people that are moving in the same direction to do great things. And we have a workplace model that we've created called the Propeller, which focuses much less on the individual desk and finding focus space, but instead about revolving around experiences that satisfy social desires, reinforce brand culture, innovation, and problem solving. So I think that's the workplace of the future.
For businesses listening in, wondering how to rethink strategizing for design or budgets for construction, give us some insight into how companies like yours is viewing collaboration tech, and is that impacting the way you approach strategizing for design?
Yeah, absolutely. Tech is a huge part of it, and we feel that having the spaces that can support technology, that can support innovation, that can support collaboration rather than sitting at a desk and working and creating and having the ability to allow your people to talk to each other is the main priority. So that does mean creating environments where people can choose to do their best work, where people can be selective about where they go to do that task. And that's a big mindset shift for many, many more traditional industries, I would say.
And overall, what does the post-COVID world mean for businesses like yours, Toby?
Well, I think we're waiting to see at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think what is apparent is that, well curated and well designed spaces are still highly tied with business performance. If you can create the right environment for your people to flourish and grow, then that will be of benefit. Whether it means you have less desks and different types of environments to encourage different types of collaboration and learning and mentoring, then that can only be a positive thing. I think adapting to change and the definition of a workplace being different than it was before is a very positive thing for us. But we think the workplace is here to stay.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. Toby Rackinson is Managing Director for Asia at Unispace.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.